Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the dark skies around the islands and what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips for our report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. For this week's Stargazers, look out for the red planet Mars and the ringed giant Saturn in the southern sky. The two bright planets can be seen near the bright star Antares in the constellation Scorpius to the south. The trio will form a great triangle in the southern sky, and they are easily visible as the moon approaches its full moon phase at the end of the week.
Now, this week, we are learning about something to do with smelling the universe around us, if I have Christopher's hint right.
Exactly right. We humans are used to exploring the universe using our eyes, but what would the universe be like if we could smell it? We do, after all, have several other senses that determine how we perceive the universe around us. With this in mind, researchers are aiming to determine how the universe might smell to human beings, and in particular, they are thinking about travel to the planet Mars.
And so what's up with this one? How did this emerge?
This comes from the experience of NASA astronaut Don Petit and his time on the International Space Station, where he noticed the space station smelled like a combination between an engine room and a laboratory. It has long been known that explorers on long journeys become prone to conditions like depression, insomnia, and anxiety. Now, all of these could be experienced by future space travelers as they journey to the red planet. So scientists are very keen to understand how future astronauts and colonists will react to these long conditions in space.
Plus, I mean, now that you mention it, I guess if you get there and it has like a really strong and vile sort of smell, it could be kind of distracting to the work.
It could be quite offensive indeed. And as you know, the sense of smell is one of the primary human senses. Now, understanding just how humans react to different smells may help us produce more comfortable conditions for explorers to the red planet. And it may help them avoid some of these long-term conditions that they suffer from periods of isolation in space.
Not only could it make things be more familiar to folks, but you're saying it could also reduce stress and anxiety.
It'll be just like having a houseplant or two in your own apartment.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fun Stargazer this week. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.